Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello there, I'm Dr. Deyas Wandrea, and I'm so excited that starting in May, we will be welcoming people to our psilocybin truffle retreats. And I wanted to cover a few questions that have been coming in about the whole retreat experience. Every one of our retreats is a group experience. There are no more than 10 participants, which means that there is one facilitator for every 2 to 3 guests. All of our ceremonies happen in one place. We are all together. I am present throughout all of the ceremonies, as are the other facilitators, live musicians, and support staff. You have the opportunity to book a private room if you do this early enough. Otherwise, you will be in a shared room at the beautiful Zona House in the Netherlands. Many people ask, what happens in a ceremony? Well, we have some group time the day before, and actually weeks before. During the 4 weeks of preparation, we meet on Zoom so that you get to know me, the other facilitators, and the rest of the group, so that once you land in Holland, you'll already know each other. And then we have a welcome evening on the day that you arrive at the Zona House. We meet, we greet, we talk, we have a meal together. The following day is our first day of ceremony. We begin with a bit of movement, a bit of breath work in the morning. We talk about our intentions and any fears or things that may be coming up. And then after breakfast, you have some time to reflect. If you need to, you can touch in with me or one of the facilitators if you have any questions. Then you have a smoothie. This is your last intake before ceremony. It's really best to go into the ceremony fasting, if that's possible. And so you'll have a smoothie, and then a couple hours later you come into ceremony. Our ceremonies do happen in the daytime, and that's so that we can enjoy the 5 to 6 hours of ceremony, and then you have time to process in the evening, to be silent or with the group, have a light dinner before bed. During the ceremony, you will receive a cup with the truffles in them, with a little bit of a ginger tea. Everyone sort of sits and holds their mug as you're meditating, getting tuned in to the energy and the intention that you want. And then we begin. You drink the tea, not necessarily eating the truffles, but you drink the tea after it's been seeped. You'll have a good dose of the psilocybin. And then we sit quietly. Shortly thereafter, the music will begin. Most people will be putting on eye shades so that this can be a very interior experience. This is a personal journey. We don't want you necessarily looking around or walking around. It's best to go within. Whatever the intentions you have set, you let them go and let your own psyche, in combination with the truffles, take you on the journey. We play music throughout this experience. If you need help or support, we invite you to raise a hand or you can just call out. We help everyone go to the restroom so that you're never stumbling around all by yourself. And once the effects start wearing off and everyone is coming out, we tune in. We let everyone sort of check in to make sure that you're here in this universe before a little bit of sharing, if that feels good to you, and then, as I said, a light dinner before bed. The following day is an integration day. Once again, we begin with a morning meditation or yoga or breath work, and then we go into a sharing circle. We have two workshops during the day that are sharing and integration, but also working through any material that has come up. And these are really wonderful opportunities to just let things flow. There'll be some art, there'll be some movement, there'll be discussion. It really flows. You'll have also spaces of free time so that you can be out in nature or be on your own, or you can visit with one of us facilitators if you need it. On the next day, we come back again for our second truffle ceremony, and it happens in exactly the same way. And then the final day is another integration day where we have workshops, free time, time in nature, and all of that. Once you leave the Netherlands, a couple of days later, we have our first integration call on Zoom. We just want to see how you're landing. Most people will take a week or maybe more off so that you're not being forced back into the busyness of life or work or responsibility. But no matter what you're doing after you leave us, we have a check-in on Zoom. Of course, if you need it, you can have a private check-in with me or one of the facilitators, but it's really good to get back together with your group because this is a group that's been through what you've been through. They know what you've been through. And yeah, we check in, we find out how people are doing and how they're feeling. And then we have three other check-ins on Zoom with the group. Most people try to stay connected in a WhatsApp or a Signal group just to touch in and share what's coming up for them as they're landing. And there are journaling prompts and meditations that support you in the integration process. It's quite a personal experience, but there's a lot of great bonding that happens in the group. All of our retreats are facilitated by trauma-informed facilitators. So no matter what comes up, chances are one of us or all of us have seen it and heard it, and we will hold you with the utmost respect and safety. So if there's something that comes up, we are able to deal with that on site. As well as if there were ever a need for medical attention, we've got you covered. So I hope that this answers a few of the questions you may have. If you are planning to join us in the Netherlands for our May-June retreat or the September Women's Retreat, I invite you to get in touch if you haven't already filled out an application, because then we can get on Zoom and connect, and we can explore this further, answer more questions, and get you all ready for the experience. I do hope that this has been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Rate the podcast and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.